Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
In the past few minutes, we've had an update on the ongoing issue around the Russian military exercises taking place off our southwest coast. A statement from the Russian embassy to RTE News says this morning, after the meeting that happened yesterday between the ambassador and the representatives of the fish producers, there were reports that there had been some kind of agreement on some kind of buffer zones in the area of the upcoming Navy drills of the Russian Navy in the Atlantic. And they say, this is not true. The ambassador has listened carefully to the concerns that the Irish fishermen expressed and explained to them that these drills will not do any harm to their interests. The ambassador also urged them to refrain from any provocative actions which might endanger all involved. All in all, the statement goes on to say the meeting was good, productive and led to a better understanding of the whole situation by both sides. Well, Patrick Murphy, Chief Executive of the Irish South and West Fish Producers Organisation, is with me. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Claire, and thanks again for bringing us on to clarify this a little bit better.
Not at all. I'm delighted to talk to you. What's going on now? Because I thought they had given you reassurances that everybody would be able to continue operating as these drills happened.
Yeah, and that's what it said in the press release that you just read out. That's exactly what was read out. All they'd said was they couldn't give guarantees or create buffer zones, right? So maybe we overstepped the mark in some of the language that we used. Maybe our excitement, maybe our... maybe not our expertise in this, we're just fishermen and stuff like this, but yeah. I always want to focus on the positive, Claire, and if you read out the positive side of that, it was very constructive, and the ambassador says that, but we have to be cognizant of this, like we said from the start. An ambassador is the eyes, ears and person who carries the message back. He's not in charge. He made that quite clear to us. He would have to take our concerns back to Russia. So, of course, unless we had Moscow on the line, could there be guarantees and buffer zones changed or created, right? But what we meant by the guarantees is that they were not going to leave their area and come into where we were going fishing. That was a guarantee.
I'm just reading what you said, because it's really important. Now, yeah, Patrick, it's really important that people understand this, because you said yesterday that there was an absolute guarantee that our traditional fishing grounds will not be impacted by the Russian naval exercises. He's saying very clearly this morning that is not true. That he did not say that, did he?
What he said in the meeting is what he said in the rest of that communique. And I never said that our fishing grounds would not be impacted. What I said was that our fishing boats, the fears that we had that were operating in that area, had been allayed from the conversation, which is nailed out in that text. Mm-hmm.
But Brendan Byrne, your colleague, said that, didn't he? Because I'm reading a direct quote from him here. At the same time, he said there was an absolute guarantee that our traditional fishing grounds will not be impacted. And this statement says this is not true.
Yeah, well, you see, there's miscommunication in that. What Brendan said was the actual particular area of the Porcupine Bank inside the military zone where they're doing the areas. If you look at the maps of that, you'll see a blue streak where the Porcupine Bank is. That's a functional unit there. It's separate to everybody else. You see, Claire, our boats, once they go into that area, cannot fish anywhere else. So to explain to the listener, we've boats already outside in these areas, but not in that particular area, right, where that Brendan was referring to. Mm-hmm. That opens on the 1st of February. So no boats can go in there from the Irish fleet into that area anyway until the 1st of February, until there's a quota there. So they can't go fishing for net traps.
All right, I'm going to have to go to the newsroom, but are you still going to protest on Thursday?
We're not protesting. What we're going to do is we're going to go fishing.
Okay.
If that happens to end up in a protest that somebody says, listen, you're here, we're coming into the area, get out the way, we've explained this to the ambassador and he's accepted this. So we've both come to a cordial agreement that that's not going to happen.
All right,
and
Patrick,
the positive in this, Claire, is that this is good. It's not a bad thing.
All right. I have to leave it there, Patrick, but thanks very much for joining us again. Let's go to the newsroom and Susan Jackson.